The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, food. Garth Mullen's still on haul, so joining us this week with some delicious desserts, Mark Moriarty, author of the cookbooks Flavour and Season and presenter of Cook Like a Chef on RTE1. Good morning, Mark.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Now, you're just back from New York?
Yes, I'm just back. We were doing events there at the Dead Rabbit Pub in Manhattan, and I can tell you it has gone very expensive. I love putting butter in my mash, and I ran out of Kerrygold butter at about dinner service on Friday, and I still had a few services to go, so I went to Whole Foods. I bought another kilo of butter, and it cost me nearly $35 for a kilo of good quality butter. So it's crazy, the pricing over there.
That's mad.
In terms of food.
I mean, that's 2.2 pounds of butter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I can tell you the eggs are not cheap.
They're not cheap, even if they have dropped by 40%. Now, you do need some of these fresh ingredients for your desserts today.
Yeah, so we're keeping it really simple. We've got two desserts that basically rely on, hopefully, ingredients everyone's going to have in their fridge, namely cream, milk and eggs and a little bit of sugar. Father's Day on Sunday, I just thought, you know what, I think the weather's improved slightly. These sing of summer and they're really easy to prepare, have in the fridge, and all you have to do is dress them on the day.
So what's number one?
Number one, vanilla panna cotta raspberries toasted almonds. So
now, I watch MasterChef and I know the challenge here is to get the wobble just right.
Yes, and no doubt you can. So my recipe uses 600 ml of double cream and 400 ml of milk as the base. Into that I have 120 grams of icing sugar. So with all these sort of cream-based desserts, I use icing sugar because it's powdered and you get a much better mouthfeel. And then the key here is the gelatin ratio. So 6 leaves of gelatin to the liter of liquid. And that will give you a pretty stable wobble. I always have a safety net in all my recipes. If you wanted to really push it to the edge, you could drop to sort of 5 gelatin leaves. But my worry is if the container you set them in is too high, when you turn it out, you're going to have a split in the middle.
Okay.
So with 6 gelatin leaves here, it's going to be that lovely sort of wobble that you can get your spoon through. Again, panna cotta, very traditional Italian dessert. It's essentially just sweetened set milk and cream.
Yeah.
I put a load of vanilla pods through it. So for all that, I have 3 vanilla pods where I scrape out the seeds. If you don't get vanilla pods, you can use a vanilla bean paste, which is a fraction of the price and does just as good a job. And I'm garnishing it with some flaked almonds, which I've just toasted. I think toasted almonds are absolutely delicious in desserts, and some fresh raspberries. Now you can use strawberries or you can use any sort of berries at this sort of time will work just as well. And all you literally do is you get the cream, milk, icing sugar and vanilla into a pot and you warm it gently. All you're trying to do is dissolve that icing sugar. Mm-hmm. Don't boil it, otherwise you end up putting loads of air bubbles into the panna cotta. And basically what you want with this is that when you cut through it, it's completely smooth the whole way through. When they're warmed up, you take them off the heat, you soak your gelatin leaves, get the gelatin in there and have it evenly distributed. And the key piece with panna cotta is what you want to do is you want to let it just sit in the pot for about an hour once the gelatin's dissolved. Just let it settle so there's no bubbles in there. And then before you put them into your little containers or ramekins to set in the fridge, you give it one last stir to make sure the gelatin is completely dissolved. Into the, I use little cups or you can use little metal containers. If you can, just a little bit of grease spray on there to make sure they pop out. Mm-hmm. Set them in the fridge, ideally overnight. And then all you have to do to get them out of the mold is put some boiling water into a bowl, dip them in for 10 seconds, turn it out onto a plate,
and they'll
pop out. Yeah,
very
nice
good.
And easy.
And then garnish with your raspberry, strawberries, toasted almonds, mint, leaf, whatever.
Really simple now on Sunday. That'd be very, very nice.
Very good. Now, the other one, is it a bit more complicated? Creme brulee?
Same sort of style, creme brulee, a little bit more complicated. What you do here is you're creating a liquid custard. So instead of setting with gelatin, we're setting with egg yolks. So we've got 500 ml of double cream. We've got 2 fresh vanilla pods, which we've split in half. And then we've got 6 large egg yolks. Now, a large egg yolk is about 15 grams when you weigh it out. Into that, we're going to add 60 grams of sugar and a pinch of sea salt. Pinch of sea salt, very, very important with cream. It just brings out the sort of the quality of the dairy and pushes back the sugar. And what we do is we mix that all together. You heat up the cream just so it dissolves our sugar. And you basically have a raw custard. Now, you could cook that out in a pot and make custard. But what we do is we pour it into a little cup. You can put it into a mug or into a little ramekin. And then what we do is we put it in what they call a bain-marie. Essentially, a bain-marie is a tray with some boiling water. sit it in there. What the boiling water does is it helps to cook the custard mix quicker. Cover it in a little bit of cling film so there's no air can get out, and carefully put the whole tray into the oven. We cook it at 120 degrees, takes about 40 to 45 minutes until the custard sets. You'll see a little bit of a wobble. At that point, I take it out and I stick it in the fridge, forget about it till the next day.
Okay.
That's your creme brulee base. And then what we do is traditionally you take it out, you put loads of sugar on top, and you get your little blowtorch and you blowtorch it so that it goes nice and crispy on top. If you don't have a blowtorch, what you can do is you can make a caramel in a pot with dry sugar, set it onto a tray, let it go completely dry, and then basically bash it up in a bag with a rolling pin and just sprinkle the sort of caramelized sugar on top, and you'll still get the same idea of caramel and crispy topping if you don't have a blowtorch.
Yeah, nothing like a creme brulee. They're great.
When they're done properly, it is hard to beat, and we've got great dairy in this country, so it makes for really, really good.
And when you're cracking with your spoon through the skin, it's great.
Yes, and look, I know we don't have the weather, but sitting in Paris now on a bistro corner side looking at people with that, you're living life.
Now, you're actually working in Taste this weekend. What are you doing?
I am. I'm doing a few demos with the team at Volvo. So we've the Fika Lounge down at the back of Taste. I'll be demoing.
How do you spell that?
Fika Lounge.
Because it sounded like something else.
Yes, it did. And it is not. We're doing a couple of Scandinavian inspired dishes. I've done some Swedish meatballs and a little buckthorn custard, not dissimilar to the creme brulee. So we'll be there at 1:45 today and 6:45 this evening, and the same again tomorrow.
Okay, big crowds, I suppose. The weather, now, last night didn't look good, but I think the weather is to improve today.
The weather was rough. They were pumping a river off one side of the park when I went in. It's definitely improved today. It's to be good for the rest of the weekend. It's going to be packed. Look, it's always a great foodie event.
And it's in Merrion Square, in case people haven't seen it.
Yeah,
it's a tented village.
They've moved down to Merrion Square, so it's perfect. You want to come in, have a drink, taste some great chefs. You'll find me in the Volvo Lounge, and I think they're doing a competition. They're going to put loads of teddies in the car. And if you can guess the amount of teddies that are in there on Sunday, you don't quite get the car, but you get to go to Sheen Falls and they'll drive you down in it.
Very good. Excellent. Mark Moriarty, thank you very much for joining us. Mark, the author of some great cookbooks, Flavour and Season, and of course, presenter of Cook Like a Chef on RTÉ1.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.